Valerie Van Isler, who is the former station manager of WBAI. And just wanted to ask you some questions about how this all began, because in the beginning it was Utrecia Lee, who I've had several conversations with, said on several occasions that she was going to notify Pacifica to get rid of you. Even though I told her what the consequences would be, which is what we're living in right now. Do you have any idea of what she was talking about, why she was so upset with you?
I believe that goes back to the very important work that we were doing there and the search that we were doing there for a new program director. I had hired and supported Samori Marksman in 1994, and unfortunately Samori, who had just done magnificent work for the station, including the first $1 million membership drive we'd ever done, passed on in March. And at that point it was the consensus of the staff and many others that you be the program administrator, and you took on that role. And you've worked very, very hard, both in terms of wake up call in the morning show and the program director responsibilities, until we started conducting the official search. We had more than 35 plus candidates. The candidates were interviewed. A committee of 9 people was formed from the paid staff, the unpaid staff, and also from the local board. They went through that process, and it was a very conflicted process, one that was in many, many respects tainted. The outcome of that was a recommendation only, because the general manager has the responsibility and the right to do that management hire. I looked at the results. I reviewed the recommendation very, very carefully, and after thinking about the needs of the station, the work that we had to do, the broadcast skills that were required, the technical skills that were required, the community depth and outreach, and the knowledge of radio, I asked you to come on as program director, an assignment that you did not accept right away. You thought about it. You asked for input. You finally accepted that job. One of the candidates for that position was, in fact, Utrecia Lee. It was my view, and remains my view, that she had neither the broadcast experience, nor the skills, nor the production work, nor the in-depth knowledge of radio for that position. You came on into that role. We went through the May membership drive, where we reached our goal. We went through a wonderful summer fund, where we reached our goal. We just did a magnificent October membership drive, the highest ever in the fall history of WBAI, where we exceeded our goal under the programming leadership that you brought to WBAI. So yes, there is some history here. More importantly, there is a 10-year history of work. You've been at the station for over 20 years. I've been at the station for more than 22. I'm sorry that we have to put that in past tense. I don't want to, and in fact, I shan't. But during that time, we have seen a number of changes, a great many changes in WBAI. I became general manager there in 1990, and it's very interesting that we are here in 1991. I'm taking it back 10 years, because that was during the first part of my term, and the Gulf War started. And we did some very special programming with your help and many people's help during that during that very year, which, number one, helped us to get out of the $200,000 or $300,000 debt that I came in with, inherited from a past administration. We did very, very special programming. We generated a huge audience response, because we really did some special things that nobody else was doing in covering that conflict. And here on the anniversary, in fact today, 10 years later, I have just seen our Arbitron reports and the work that we did together in 1999 through the fall of 2000. In fact, we have just reached the highest audience levels that we did since the Gulf War. Our cumulative audience is over 200,000 strong.
our metro, that's our metro audience, our total state audience is over 212,000. These are the these are higher numbers, in fact, than we achieved during the Gulf War. So in this period of fall 2000, when we were working on membership drives, when we were trying to deal with things where people didn't cooperate and didn't participate as fully as they were required to, when we had problems with our telephone system and our computer system, in fact, that broke down, we not only did the work, but we have achieved an audience growth that is the highest of any Pacifica station, and those results came out this week. We did the work. We balanced the budget. We paid down the past debt in 2 years from a move where we worked so hard for 24 years to get WBAI a new home, where we developed and ran a capital campaign to raise that money, where we asked for listener support, and they generously brought that support to us. Worked for thousands and thousands of hours on the brand new studios that were to be WBAI's new home. We built that facility. You and Amy and I and Robert and many, 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 hundreds of others, with our blood, with our sweat, and with our dreams. And that very facility that we worked so hard for and paid so dearly for, we are now banned from. There's it's a interesting arc of 10 years here. BAI has never been without problems. It is the most complex and the most difficult station. In the 10 years as general manager there, we made it the biggest station in Pacifica and one of the leading stations in community radio. It is respected across the board for our integrity, for our programming, and during that 10 years, I went back to the records of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. I'm a national director for them, advocating and working for community radio stations, 200, 300, 400 of them all across this country, and this is my second term. We won more than 40 programming awards during those 10 years. Did WBAI do its work? We did our work massively. More awards than any other Pacifica station, almost more than them all combined. So in terms of audience growth, in terms of programming awards, national programming stuff, in national competitions where we're up against big stations and small stations, we not only hit the benchmark, but exceeded it in every respect.
Mm-hmm. Well, given all of that, why do you feel that, what do you feel was Pacifica's motivation in removing you?
That is more than a bit hard to read, because when the routine evaluation and the schedule was developed by Bessie Walsh, the executive director, and sent to us right before Thanksgiving, I felt very, very confident. We had done these wonderful things. We knew from the finance reports that we had balanced the budget, that we had, in fact, a $71,000 surplus. We were going into this year prepared to grow, prepared to breathe, and for the first time, really, we're going to be able to move that station very, very far ahead, very quickly, since the time of our move in June of 1998. Instead of doing that, she began talking to me immediately, not mentioning the word review, evaluation, or performance, about some other job in Washington, some other job that no one ever knew about, that was not funded as far as anybody was concerned. And my first question was why? Given the fact that we had hit the benchmarks and WBAI had done its work, and had done its work magnificently with the help of all the staff. She never gave me an answer. The response was always, it's personnel and confidential. Well, I'm the personnel, and I never got an answer. Staff asked this question. They were the personnel. They never got an answer. What does it go back to? I've talked to many of the former executive directors with whom I worked during these 10 years and even before that. It is their view that no decision like this is made without the backing, knowledge, and support, not of the entire board, because most of the board, as far as I'm concerned and as far as Dave told me, did not know about this move, did not know about this contemplated dismissal, knew nothing about it, in fact. However, the executive committee, which is a small, really controlling body within the Pacifica National Board, probably knew, according to past executive directors, and that's where this entire momentum may have come from. Ms. Washit denied that. She said she made this decision on her own, and it was an operational decision. Others say to the contrary, that you don't do a move like this, which placed the station in complete jeopardy. I was given 2 days to decide about some job that didn't exist and the future and the present of WBAI. Without question, because we have never betrayed that station, we have always worked for it, 7 and more days a week, that we would never betray WBAI, that the stand was there because we understood what was at stake, our present and our future. And as the terrible lockdown and lockout and the what is called the Christmas coup demonstrated, it was about other staff there, which we said from the start. It was about the programming, which was immediately attacked. And this is programming that has been award-winning in every respect. Wake Up Call, the Betty Shabazz interview, a Golden Reel winner. Amy Goodman, East Timor, DuPont, Robert F. Kennedy, a Golden Reel winner. I could name all 40 of them. But let that suffice as an example of the extraordinary work that we have been able to do in these 10 years. And with WBAI ready to take off, having cleared the decks there, we were in a position to do some really, really important work. And then they decided to move. Mm-hmm. I don't think that, again, there's a connection here with the national board, which has not fulfilled and is not fulfilling the mission of the Pacific Organization, nor the charter, one in which we so deeply believe, and that has kept us here for the past 2 decades.